Wake up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Morning catch-uppers or afternoon catch-uppers or evening catch-uppers, depending on what time you've downloaded this catch-up.
How art thou, catch-uppers?
Oh, are we in Shakespearean times?
We are. We should be, because I tell you what, during this show today, I could not speak one bit. So Shakespeare.
Try and do a Shakespearean play then and see how you go. Taming of the Shrew.
You know what they call me?
What?
Shakespeare in the flesh.
Why?
It's just a Kanye line.
Oh, God, that went straight over my head. And I'm guessing majority of the people listening to the catch-up too. So good job, buddy.
Hey, anyone that knows Kanye West would know that that's one of his most famous lines.
Oh,
Shakespeare in the flesh.
No. What? No. Oh, God, this has gotten off to a good start. I've already said morning.
Even better start now. What do we have on today, show?
Good radio. This is great radio.
Oh, we had riddle time. That was crazy. Versus some dude.
Yeah, I talked about some kids that I saw falling in love, guys.
That was cute.
Oh, it was the best thing I've ever seen. Perfect Monday story. Is it Monday that you're listening to this? Probably not.
Very interesting call for inheritance squabbles. Are you in a fight
what,
over your
squabbles?
Money? Inheritance squabbles.
Well, it sounded like you said inheritance.
You know what? That's basically summed up my morning if I did.
inheritance, the whole shebang.
I think I've got something stuck up my nose and it's just kind of stopping me from speaking properly. You know when
your finger?
Yeah, hang on. Let me just get that. Ah, there it is. Ooh, I could talk again. Why do you tell me that at 6 o'clock, Ellie?
Because I enjoy looking at you with a booger hanging out.
Should have told me that at the start of the show. Anyway.
Oh, goodness. All right. This has gone on long enough. In fact, it's gone on too long. Enjoy the stories about kids falling in love and Punday Monday and inheritance squabbles and engagement chat as well. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, talk to us about your holiday.
You don't want to hear about that, surely.
It's a bit foggy this morning out there, so drive carefully with your lights on, Goulburn Valley. It's been raining all day yesterday. It's been a miserable weekend, but in comes that Greek Euro tan. Look at her.
Do you know what? I'm devastated about my lack of tan. I used to tan so well when I was a kid. Now I can't
What's
even
going
get
on?
Close. I don't know. I was in the sun literally for 2 weeks straight over in Europe.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You've got a slight tinge to you.
Do I? Oh,
so talk to us about your holiday, because we are interested in you. Where did you go? I don't even know where you went. So you start off, you flew to London.
I flew to London, yeah, when I got there. The first day I was there, I met up with my brother who lives over there and his girlfriend. They've been together for like 10 years. And so we always thought,
is he the lawyer one?
This is the lawyer one. Yep. So met up with them, went out to a rooftop bar, sat down, and he said, "Hey, we've got some news for you." And I was like, "Oh my God, you're engaged. This is it. This is the moment." He goes,
"I'm gay."
Not quite, no. He goes, "You're going to be an auntie." And I was "Oh my God."
That's exciting.
So the Very complete different. Opposite of yeah. what you just said. So that like set off the holiday on a real high. Then spent a couple of days in London, went over to Greece, went to Mykonos, went to Eos, faced my fear.
The scooter.
Yeah.
How did you go?
2 years ago, I was in Greece, which is my favourite place in the world, and I fell off a scooter.
I've never been to Greece, so I just picture people, islands with beautiful views with everyone on scooters running around. Is that pretty well it?
Pretty much, yeah, unless you fall off the scooter and end up in hospital.
So no fall this time?
No fall. So I was so scared, right? So I'm a bit PTSD. I've still got like, if you ever meet me, you'll notice I've got scars all over my body, and that's from the time I fell off a scooter in Greece. And so going back to Greece, I was like, all right, I've got to face this fear. Very skeptical to do it because, like, I literally touched down in Mykonos and we're going to get one myself or I get someone else to drive or I get a quad bike or ended up going with the quad bike, which is like those four-wheeler things, ATVs, and got my boyfriend Gav to drive the whole time, the poor guy.
But that's it?
That's it. I would not get back on the vroom vroom scooter.
We've got to get you back
like
on one of those, don't we?
Oh, God, no, come on. But I did get back on the quad bike and poor Gav the whole time just had
just
me.
Just clinging onto him.
Clinging on, squeezing his shoulders. Slower. There's gravel up there. Slow down. There's a bender coming up like the whole time.
Wait, and then from Greece you flew to Barcelona.
Barcelona, yeah, and then had some yummy food.
How good is the food there? Oh,
so good that I put on 4 kilos in 2 weeks.
I'd be angry if you didn't put on at least 5.
Okay, well, be angry then because I put on 4.
I'm very upset. No, you need to come back a bit pudgy. It's like you don't go to Europe and eat that many carbs and have a good time without
so
putting on
depressing.
Weight. And so you're feeling refreshed, good to go now?
Yeah, I do. I was in a like deep pit of depression, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the show, yesterday, but I've pulled myself right around and I'm happy to be back.
Well, you've told us where you went.
Yeah.
Give us your best story of the trip. Come on, surely there's something that stands out to you.
There is, but I probably can't say it.
Why not? It's six. What's
not
the time?
It's
6:10 in the morning, Ellie. Like, this is the time where you can say anything you want.
I can't. It's not my story to tell. I can't. I can't.
What happened? Are you engaged?
No, I can't.
What do you mean? Okay, allude to why you can't. What's it got to do with?
Oh, it's something my friend did, which is the best story I've ever heard in my life.
With a boy?
Maybe.
Oh.
I can't.
Tell
I
us.
Can't. Don't. That's all I can say.
What will it take for you to tell it on the radio?
Nothing. I can't.
Golden Valley before 9 o'clock. Ellie will be telling that story. I'm getting it out of you. You can't tease us with that and not tell us.
She'll kill me.
Who cares? Does she listen?
She's over in Portugal, so probably not.
Perfect.
But I can't.
It's 10 o'clock at night right now in Portugal, right? What are they, 8 hours behind?
I can't.
Perfect. Well, you're doing it before 9 o'clock.
We're not.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about a new hobby that I'd like to take up. And it's only just come into my consciousness this morning.
Is this after your European adventure? You've seen something?
No. It's something I saw on the news this morning. So nothing to do with the European adventure. It's medieval activities. Like, everyone loves a bit of medieval gear. You know, Game of Thrones was great. It was fun.
You did plenty of jousting on your trip in Europe as well.
Jousting in a different way.
Where's Gav?
Whoa, lucky it's before 7 o'clock. No, the Winterfest Sydney Medieval Fair. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I actually, funnily enough, have.
Have you?
I don't know if that's really sad that I have, but yes.
Bit. No, it sounds great. Don't think, if you're a medieval fair participant, don't be embarrassed about it because honestly, it's my new thing. So it took place on Saturday and Sunday, and during it, so this basically festival is a bunch of sword displays, jousting, Celtic and medieval dancing, archery, the whole shebang.
Yeah, the only reason I know about this is because it happens not far from my parents' house in Sydney.
Mm.
And whenever it's on once a year, there's so much traffic. It is like so popular and people come from all around Australia for it.
Yeah, so they should. It sounds like the best event ever.
So are there actual people on horses like running at each other jousting?
There are, yep.
Wow.
I know.
I'd actually watch that.
Yeah, same. I want to go. Anyway, a poor 21-year-old Victorian met and got hit in the head with an axe. He had a helmet on, but the axe hit was so heavy that it broke his helmet and knocked him out and he had to get flown to hospital.
I don't know whether to have sympathy for him or not.
I mean, he's in a stable condition, so he's all right.
I mean, when someone gets hit by an axe in the head, you should feel sorry for them. But when you're dressing up medieval and having an axe fight, hard to feel sorry for the guy.
Are you kidding me? He's just doing what he loves. He's just out there in his suit of armour, swinging some axes. He didn't expect to end up in hospital.
That is awesome, though. So this is like an old school wrestling type UFC done the old school way or something.
Kind of. But it's by far the strangest way I've ever heard of anyone being knocked out.
Well, I could probably one-up him a little bit. It wasn't quite an axe, but I remember when I was about 7 years old, I was in my back garden and my dog was barking, the next-door neighbor's dog, down the very back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ran to go and get her to shut up. And as I ran, there was a rake. You know, like that you rake the leaves with, a metal one sticking out.
Oh, please tell me you stepped on the rake.
I stepped on it as I'm running. The top of it flinged up, hit me in the middle of the forehead right on my temple. I fell forward, hit my head on a rock.
Oh.
Got knocked out and split my head open.
Rake attack.
When rakes attack. It's not an axe, but tell you what, there was probably just as much blood as this guy had.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
It's a good visualization.
It is.
Me.
Yeah, it's typical.
Stepping on a rake,
yeah.
Falling forward, rock, and then the dog comes and just licks the blood off my forehead.
Oh, he's so unhygienic.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hey, Golden Valley, 13, 20, 12, 16.
You don't remember our number,
right? I legitimately forgot our number.
It's been 2 weeks. 13, 12, 16 is the number. How dare you? I'm offended. Have you been on another radio station overseas? Have you?
Yeah, of course. 13 27 18 5 is our number in the Greek Island radio. No, 13 12 16 is weird. We want to hear your stories. Give us a call. We'll take them next on 13 12 16. Let's go to Justin from Shep. Justin, what's the strangest thing that's knocked you out? Have you been knocked out by something strange?
Yes, I got knocked out in my sleep. Well, sort of. I fell out of bed.
Ooh.
And got knocked out by my bedside table.
What were you doing in your sleep, can I ask, Justin?
Well, I don't know if we can.
I was having some pretty intense dreams I won't go into details on radio about, but I must have rolled over at some point and, just cracked my head on the bedside table and woke up with, like, a little bit of blood on my face on the floor. And my girlfriend looking over me going, what the hell are you doing?
You sure she didn't knock you out in your sleep and you think she just convinced you it was in your dreams?
Yeah, were you snoring?
Well, I am known to talk in my sleep, so I might have said something offensive, and I still don't fully trust her that I've fallen out of bed.
Scary that you can get knocked out in your sleep regardless, though, isn't it, Justin?
Yeah.
Either I was knocked out or I just didn't wake up. So either I'm a deep sleeper or I copped it pretty hard. But a few questions about it still hang over my head.
Do you know what? I'm going to attempt to make a joke here.
Oh, here we go.
I bet that bedside table was the worst nightstand you've ever had.
Oh,
oh no, I screwed
she stuffed it.
All right, I'm ending this here. Thanks for your call, Justin.
Thanks, guys.
Almost.
All right, I'm hanging my head. Let's move on to the next caller. Chris from Nathalia. Have you been knocked out by something weird, bud?
Yes, I have. I used to work for a food delivery company, and I was unloading the truck one morning and in the frozen section, and two boxes of McCain chips fell on my head and knocked me out.
Okay, you win for this morning, Chris.
Yeah, it was absolutely shocking. So, yeah.
How long were you out for?
I'm not sure, but I woke up in... I was out front of the Castlemaine Don's Small Goods, so I woke up in the sick bay there.
Oh, so someone found you and moved you?
Yeah.
It's a brutal knockout.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. It's almost my dream knockout in a way, because Ellie and I, Chris, we're very famous to love some hot chips. Is probably our favourite food, isn't it?
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
So there's worse ways to go out than being hit in the head by your favourite foods.
And do you know what?
I absolutely copped it at work for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you can imagine, I was in front of everyone's joke. So.
It's unsurprising, but hey, at least you got ice on it quickly.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
she's back.
Wow.
She's back.
That's so funny.
She's
thanks,
good.
Chris. I try.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for your call.
Oh, it's like you never left.
I know, right? I'm coming back bigger and better than ever.
And with a tan.
Yeah. The new and improved Ellie 2.0.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Like I said, The Voice did wrap up last night. The grand finale took place. And tonight on Channel 9, Australian Ninja Warriors kicking off 7:30 p.m. One of the hosts joins us now, Ben Ford. Morning, Ben.
Ellie, so good to have you back, because I caught up with Josiah when he was solo while you're away. And, mate, the show was terrible without you. So welcome back. I mean, all of Shepparton is so happy to have you back.
Do you know what? That's the vibe I'm getting from the people this morning, Benny. I'm so sorry. Did he have anything to talk about without me, or like, what did you guys talk about?
No, look, he did. He talked about himself, and it was really interesting for him, and probably for his mum and aunties and uncles, but for the rest of the town, probably not so much. So, honestly, on behalf of everyone, thank you so much for coming back.
Yeah, but Benny Ford, and the difference is, even when Ellie's back, I still talk about myself. So
it's very true. I have to rein him in. So let's not talk about Josiah right now and talk about Ninja Warrior instead. Back tonight, how's it been doing the season?
We're all pumped. I'm actually with my co-host, Rebecca Madden, at the moment in at Channel 9. We're just putting the finishing touches to episode number one, and we're really thrilled with the whole thing. It's the last episode is the one that we're most proud of, because there's just an ending that none of us could have ever predicted, and it kind of left us all feeling like we couldn't have scripted an ending like that if we tried. But look, there's a lot of money on the line. There's some phenomenal athletes and human beings, and there's just these surprise packages too, people who come from nowhere and do really well. So, I'm TV together and watching a show all at once.
Yeah, like I said to you when you're on with me the other week, Ellie and I got the chance to sneak into the set and watch the semi-finals, and Goulburn Valley, tune in tonight, because this series is bigger, better than ever, Benny.
Yeah, well, there's I suppose, a bit of an extra incentive tonight, because when you tune in tonight for the first episode, you'll be introduced to a thing called the Mega Warped Wall. So instead of the normal warped wall, we've now got a Mega Warped Wall. It's an extra metre high, and there's $5,000 sitting at the top. So if you have a crack at the Mega Warped Wall, you win $5,000 on the spot if you get to the top of it. But once you commit to going the Mega Warped Wall, you can't change your mind and say, oh, no, I'll go back and do the easier one. It doesn't work like that. So it's risk versus reward. Choose your own adventure. And $100,000 to whoever does best this season. And if someone finishes the course, $300,000. So there's a lot on the line.
Benny Ford, a Mega Warped Wall. That sounds like something Ellie did on her European adventure she just got back from.
Look, I know that she needs the money, because she spent all of the cash while she was over there in Europe. So, look, the $5,000 I know would go very handy for you at the moment, Ellie.
I tell you what, bottle service at the clubs in Eos, not cheap.
Oh, mate, why would you leave Shepparton? You've got everything you could possibly want in Shepparton. Why would you go to Greece? I don't get it.
She has to sit across from me for three hours every day.
Exactly. 1 hour. Oh, see how he just made that about himself once again?
Yeah, see? He's just got a way of all bringing the conversation back to him every single time.
Yeah.
People love me, Ben. What could I say?
They really don't. Do you know what? I need another holiday already, Benny. Can I? Can I come on? You're about to have child number three. Is that correct?
I am having child number three. Congrats. And look, I've just bumped into my co-host, Rebecca Madden, here. This is Josiah.
Hi, Josiah. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Beck. Well, two for the price of one. We did not expect this.
Beck, can I just say, quickly, your Logie's outfit, unbelievable. You were the best dressed in my eyes.
Oh, you are so lovely. Did you say the same thing to Ben Fordham?
I did.
Logie's outfit?
I did, actually. You know, I would love to see your dress on Ben Fordham.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it's funny that Ben tried to put my dress on at some stage.
You two are as co-hosts, you seem very close. I don't know if I'd be lending Josiah any of my clothes anytime soon.
We don't actually like each other. We just pretend it's teammates. It's just pretend.
Fair enough. All right, well, we're very much looking forward to seeing both of you on Australian Ninja Warrior tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Beck Madden and Benny Fordham, two for the price of one. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
Love breakfast
with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, during the song, I was trying to convince you to tell this story about your trip in Europe. There's something that happened that you say is the highlight of the trip.
Yeah.
I offered you a carton of Coke Zeros, and you reluctantly agreed.
So you know the way to my heart.
So you tell the story now and they're coming your way. Talk to us. What happened?
But this cannot get back to my friend.
All right. Goulburn Valley, let's all make a pact together. You're not going to tell Ellie's, what's her name?
I can't tell you. Let's call her Petra.
Well, it's not going to get back to her.
It might.
Hope she listens to the podcast.
No, I hope she doesn't. Okay. So we were out.
God. What country were you in?
We're in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
And we're staying in a hostel, right?
Yeah.
All in the same room.
Who are you staying in a hostel
for? Just because, I like to slum it. And we get back after a night out. And she's the only single one on the trip. The rest of us are all couples. And we get into the hostel and we see the receptionist who we'd met earlier that day. He checked us in and everything. Nice guy. All right looking guy.
Let's call him Jose.
Yeah. Earlier in the day, we dropped off our laundry to him and there's a little laundry room next to the reception. And so we get in, we say hi to, we'll call him Jose, yep.
No, Hosea. Let's call him Hosea.
Okay.
It's like my Spanish alter ego.
Petra comes in, says, hola to Hosea. And then we go up to the room and then she goes, Hosea's looking cute tonight. I'm like, okay, all right, cool. She goes, I wonder if he's done with our laundry. I was like, okay, yeah, you go check. Like, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. So she goes back down to check on the laundry. An hour goes past and she's still not back. And we'd all kind of drifted off by this stage. And then we wake up and someone goes, where's Petra? And we're all like, that is a good question. I haven't seen her for ages. She went to get the laundry.
Has she seen the movie Taken?
I know, right? That's what's going through our head. We're like, has she been murdered? Like, what's going on? Anyway, we hear this like raucous giggling. She was hysterically laughing. She comes back into the room with like clutching all this laundry. I reckon about 3 a.m.
Oh.
She's clutching all these clothes and she comes in and she just goes, I just hooked up with Hosea in the laundry room. We were like, what do you mean?
Wait, so inside the laundry?
Yes. She goes down. She gets chatting to Hosea, whatever his name is, at the reception. She says, oh, have you got our laundry ready? He says, yeah, I'll just show you. Takes her to the laundry room and they start making out.
How single is this girl?
Obviously pretty bloody single.
Was he the only guy she hooked up that whole trip? I'm guessing not.
I'm not going to tell you anything else. I already told you this story. Isn't that the best hookup you've ever heard?
In the laundry in Barcelona, in a hostel. Hosea, well played, mate. Well done.
Like, you've got a shift to do, buddy.
You know what? He does sound like my alter ego.
Well, then the worst part of it is she only picked up half the laundry. In her haste to get away after the awkward encounter with Hosea, she just grabs the laundry. There was a whole nother thing of it. So then she had to go back the next day and ask him for the other load of wash.
Anything happen?
No. She just got in and got out. She's too sober.
Probably would have had to put on another load after that.
Anyway, well done. Well done to Petra. It's the best story I've ever heard.
Well done for telling it.
I'm so sorry to tell it on the radio.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ash Barty, we should be celebrating this girl so much more than we already are because the men's tennis in Australia are really... A few of the boys are carrying on. Like, I'm sick of talking about Tomic and Kira, so let's really celebrate this girl. She's won again in Wimbledon 6-1, 6-1 in straight sets. Mm-hmm. She's something on 15 games in a row unbeaten at the moment. In the world.
And didn't she just go to number one?
And she's number one when you're away as well, which is huge. First time in 40 something years,
yeah,
an Australian woman has been number one. Now she's slaying off the court as well, not just on. So
as in that on the dance floor? Or?
Oh, yeah. After a win, she was tearing it up. She does a great lawnmower.
Yeah.
Sprinkler, Ash Barty, kills it.
Barty party all year round.
Yeah, it is. No, she was in the press conference and they were talking to her. One of the reporters asked her something. Mm-hmm. Her answer and what she does has got everyone talking. Take a listen.
How did you figure out what kind of shots, how you make the, tennis points?
Yeah, I think for me, sometimes I look at a shot, I play a shot, and then I think, the seaweed's always greener in someone else's lake, and I try and think of how else I could win the point. But really, I just need to go about it and be really simple, make up my mind.
I mean, her answer goes on for a while, but we don't need to hear the rest of it.
What was that quote there, Ellie? I think the seaweed's always greener in someone else's lake. If that sounds familiar to you, it absolutely is. It's from this. The Little Mermaid.
The best song ever.
So she's quoting Disney in her post-match press conferences and the whole world's fallen in love with her even more.
As she should. You know, why not? What I love about that little grab that we just played is that the journalist asking the question obviously doesn't have the best English.
Oh, are we going to do a little race debate?
No,
now,
I'm not. I'm not being racist. But she just had a bit of trouble getting that question out. Don't really know what the question meant. So for Ash to throw... A Little Mermaid quote in there as her answer. That poor journalist is probably sitting there like, what?
She wouldn't have understood. That's not what it translated to in my accent.
Whoa. Don't do accents. Okay?
I love an accent.
No,
you know that.
No.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, an accent.
No.
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying that she has a very good accent.
Good on you, Ash Barty. I'm proud of you. And hopefully this is a trend that she's setting. You know, hopefully this isn't the first Disney quote that she's putting into it.
Well, maybe we should start doing subtle things like that on our show. Like, you're a massive Disney fan yourself. Lion King's coming out very soon.
Yeah.
Maybe during our show we should just start throwing out subtle Disney references and see if the listeners, you guys who are listening right now, start picking them up. For instance, anyone that hears and flicks a message to our HitGV Instagram page.
Oh.
I've got prizes up my sleeve for you guys if you hear them. Can't confirm or deny I've got prizes, but send us a message anyway, HitGV, for once you hear them. Have you got some you can do as well?
Yeah, I'm racking my brains. I'm sure I can come up with some.
Just Google some anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't wait to be king. That's all I've got.
That'll do. It's a start.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, as you know, I've been on holidays for the last 2 weeks. Came back to Shep on Saturday night. Saturday morning, I was sitting in Doha Airport, which is in Qatar in the United Arab Emirates.
So you flew with Qatar Airlines?
Yes, I did.
They just got voted the number one airline in the world. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Would have been expensive. You're loaded.
So rich. Anyway, despite the fact that I'm loaded, just been on a massive holiday, I was sitting in Doha Airport and I was doing this. Literally. Got off the plane, the first leg from Barcelona to Doha, had a 5-hour layover in Doha. Went, connected to the Wi-Fi, sat down on one of the chairs, and just all of a sudden it hit me that the holiday was over and I started bawling my eyes out.
There's nothing worse, is there? You do get the post-holiday blues.
It's unbelievable. Like, I don't often get super down. Like, it takes a lot to get me super down, and I just was overwhelmed by this emotion. Now, there's plenty of reasons that contributed to the crying, okay? Well, should I run through them to validate my reasons?
You realise you're seeing Josiah on Monday?
Was reason number one.
You've gone from spending every day with your boyfriend to now spending every day with Josiah.
Yes.
I reckon anyone would cry.
Well, I'd been up since I had to get up at 4 a.m. Barcelona time to get my flight. And I then had, the 7-hour flight to Doha, the 5-hour layover. I had a 14-hour flight back to Melbourne and then the 2-hour drive ahead of me. So I got off the first flight on very little sleep. And after... Firstly, parting with my boyfriend, who I don't know when I'm going to see him again, because obviously we do long distance. He lives over in Perth. I live here. So he now goes on to Portugal and spends another couple of weeks in Europe with the rest of the group that we were traveling with. I'd been in summer. I knew I was coming back to winter. I had this massive journey ahead of me. But really, I was just had the blues because the holiday was over.
Do you get Sunday night blues? I know a lot of people listening would. You know, when it's a Sunday night, you've had a big weekend. You're like, you got Monday, you got work tomorrow. You get that little depressing feeling.
Yeah. Oh, I get Monday morning blues. You've seen that more often than not.
That's kind of the Sunday night, Monday morning blues to a whole extreme coming back from a holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But I just felt like I was feeling really sad. The tears were running down my cheek, and then it got worse because this woman was sitting two seats over from me, and I hadn't actually noticed her while I was just in my, you know, snobby realm of depression. And she leans over to me and she puts her hand on my shoulder and she goes, "Hello, are you okay?"
Well, wait, what accent was that? What Nasho was she?
So it turns out she's from Qatar, which is the country I was in.
She was a local.
She was a local, yep. And I was like, oh, God, this is embarrassing. How do I explain this? She goes, "What's wrong? What's wrong with you?"
I didn't know that was what their accents was.
Okay,
but thank you,
a great accent.
Thanks for enlightening us this morning.
Don't judge me on my accent.
I call up and complain for being racist.
I'm not. I'm just trying to emulate what her voice sounded like.
Are you okay?
No,
what are the tears for? Are you okay?
Okay, I'll stop doing the accent. She said, you know, "Are you okay? What's wrong? What's the problem? Why are you crying?" And I was like, oh, God, this is so embarrassing. Here am I just after on, you know, a couple of thousand dollar trip, having a great time, 2 weeks off work, heading back to Australia, one of the best countries in the world, and I'm crying. How embarrassing is this? Like, this is such a snobby reason to be crying. So I just said, like, oh, you know, like, I just had to leave my boyfriend. She's like, oh, you broke up with him. I was like, yeah, that's the reason. I just broke up with my boyfriend. I'll go with that. I couldn't bring myself to say I'm just crying.
Did she offer you her husband at all?
No. I couldn't really understand what she was doing at the airport. Someone was going to Bangkok is what I got out of it.
Right.
Anyway, irrelevant.
You weren't?
I wasn't. I was coming back to Shep. Anyway, I realised that it's a really embarrassing place to cry. And I'm once you've been caught crying, please tell me it was worse than the Doha airport.
Oh,
about
wait, you want us to feel
ending.
Sorry for you right now after your holiday? I get it. It's raining outside. It's been miserable weather on the weekend. You've been on the Greek islands, but then you start crying to come back while we've been here working our butts off the whole time. But yeah, you know what? We'll share your tears.
I'm not justifying my reason for crying. Can I add something? It's a bit gross.
Go on.
May have been that time of the month as well.
Oh, that explains
it. Yeah, that explains
now,
it, right?
Okay, you know what? If you're still at that time, I'm so sorry. Like, what can I do to help?
13, 12, 16. What is the most embarrassing place you've been caught crying? Please make me feel better this morning. Anna from Echuca, have you been caught somewhere embarrassing crying?
Yeah, I was babysitting some kids for my sister's friend a little while ago, and they were watching this movie about a dog.
Oh.
And none of them were crying at the end. These were children, but I was absolutely bawling. I had to, like, ring my mum and check on our family dogs. I was so affected by it.
Of course you did.
I've got no issue with this at all. I actually came out and said it on air a couple of weeks ago, Ellie. 1,000 humans could die, and I just turned up.
The movie's called My Dog Skip. I don't recommend.
Oh, God. You know what? Kids these days, they're too desensitized, too much technology and stuff. If they can't cry over a dead dog, what will they cry about? A lost iPad or something? Come on.
Marley and Me nearly put me in the grave, that movie. The worst.
Show them Red Dog. See how they deal with that.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Don't. I can't.
Oh, all right. Well, I hope you've been cheered up a little bit this Monday morning. Thanks for your call this morning, Anna.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I've just been away for a couple of weeks. You've been steadying the ship. Since I left, you started living on the streets. So I've been overseas, and to tell you the truth, I shut off a lot from work and the news and everything. I just kind of wanted to get a break. But one thing that did cut through to me was the homeless scare that you've been doing.
Yeah, I missed you last week. I'll tell you what, I needed you so badly.
Yeah, big week.
Yeah,
so
it was big. So basically, the week before last, Benny and I were having a discussion about something I saw in town with a homeless, you know, person that I saw, and did some research into it and found out and realised that we do have the largest regional population. Beyond Housing came on the show and gave some stats, which was mind-blowing. Spoke to a couple of homeless people around town, had them on the show, heard their stories, and then Beyond Housing decided to challenge me to put my money where my mouth is and live like the homeless in Shep do to raise awareness, because we're actually not, because you and I have had discussions before, you don't really see that many. There are plenty out there. You see a few, but not heaps.
Yeah, well, we'd heard the stat late last year and spoken about it on the show. But yeah, like you said, you don't really see much of it. So
I live like how a lot of them do, which kind of opened my eyes as well as a lot of people listening. So I couch surfed last Monday at Boss Benny's house.
Mm.
Tuesday, I slept in some crisis accommodation. Wednesday, I was in the car, which was brutal. And Thursday night on the streets in Maud Street, did a live show Friday morning. I tell you what, I could have done with your help there. I was so tired. But it really good feedback from everyone all around as well. And it's a great, great cause.
So when you were sleeping on the streets, talk me through it. Like, when you're actually in the Maud Street Mall, how cold was it?
Oh, it felt like, because of the concrete and then you got the wind temperature and all that, it got down to, I think, 1 that night, but it had a feels like temperature of -3. My nose, is it still red? I don't think it is now.
Nah, it's all right.
But I had like, not frostbite, but it was on its way to. My nose was so red all weekend because that was the only bit of my body that was exposed. Mm. And I had like 3 or 4 layers on, as well as a doona, as well as a swag, and the chill still cut through from that.
Where exactly were you in Maud Street? I'm trying to picture it.
Right in the middle. So at the moment they've got the ice skating rink set up.
Oh, you should have gone and slept on the ice. Well,
I slept right next to it on this little, literally huddled against the tent to try and block the wind a little bit.
Yeah, because I always think of that. I constantly think about, if I was stuck here, where'd I sleep? It's a fun little game.
You think though, when you're that tired, you just fall asleep.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of characters around the mall that night.
I was going to say, were you scared? Because it's no secret that you're a bit of a scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say? Like,
sleep for about half an hour, and then some guy that was on something was singing at the top of his lungs and came over to look at me to see what I was doing.
Oh, lullaby for you.
It was. He was singing. He sung me to sleep. Shame the guy was he thought he was flying.
That's okay.
So I had to tell him that he wasn't flying.
Okay.
But you got people like that where you don't know what they could do or what's going to happen. So, and that's my experience with it, let alone these homeless people experiencing that all year round.
Has it changed your perspective?
Big time. You've come back from holidays with a different Josiah.
I know. You're like a good person now. It's
I'm
so
actually
weird.
A nice guy for once.
Yeah.
No, my mind has been so open to what is out there, and it's so easy to continue to live our lives and turn a blind eye to what's out there. But the reality is there's this whole new world that we're kind of aware of but not in the depth of it.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I'm keen to tell you more off air as well as on air and continue the momentum because we've got the conversation going. So I need your help as well because there's a few exciting things coming up as well. And thank you to everyone as well for donating and getting behind it as well.
Yeah. If you missed any of Josiah's journey, a lot of it is up on our Instagram and our Facebook page. That's the way I saw it.
So I was living on the street homeless.
Nah.
Meanwhile,
yeah,
Ellie.
Same.
She was in the Greek islands dancing to the Stafford Brothers sculling vodka. Very similar couple of
same
weeks.
Same life we were living, fair enough. Nah, well done, bro. Proud of you. Everyone here at the station's very proud of you from all accounts. So
thank
good
you.
Job. No. It means I can go away more often, right? You got it covered. You got some great radio.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
But Meet Me in the Real is back for another week.
Phones are gone into meltdown. I threw it out just before the song. What has to be broken before you can use it on 13, 12, 16? If you know the answer, Ellie's got no idea, do you?
No idea. I've been racking my brains the whole song. Still can't figure it out.
Bobby and Shep is first up this morning. Morning, Bob.
How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
What are you up to?
Just delivering milk for Conti's Dairy, your friendly local milky.
Oh, beautiful. Look at you getting the plug in early. You should be on radio, my friend.
I was going to say, you don't get paid enough to say that, Bobby.
Yeah.
How good.
Love it. Hey, Bobby, you reckon you know the answer to the riddle this morning?
What has to be broken before you can use it, Bobby?
Is it a glow stick?
You know what, Bobby? It's not.
Oh.
But you're technically right because you have to break a glow stick to use it. However,
then it's not working, right?
Then you're technically not. It's broken. It's actually working. So incorrect this morning,
if it's
Bob.
Made to be broken, oh, then I want to give it to him, but you're right.
Sorry, Bob. You sound like a nice guy, but unfortunately got the answer wrong.
Thanks, guys.
So you want to give your milk company a shout out quickly, just one more time?
Can I give a shout out to all the drivers and everyone in the office of Conti's Dairy, your friendly local milky.
Bang! Shout out to them. Send some milk in.
Look, you didn't win Meet Me in the Riddle, but you definitely got your money's worth being on the radio this morning, my friend. Thanks for joining
us.
See you later. All right, let's move on to Ash from Katanga. Ash from Katanga. Oh, the phone lines are all muddled up. Ash, morning.
Morning.
How are you, Ash? What has to be broken before you can use it?
Probably wrong, but super glue.
That's technically right as well, but it isn't right.
What are you, super glue?
So hold the line, though, because our other call dropped out, Ash, so you've got a second chance here. Ellie, think about it. Something you use. You cook it, Ash. You break it before you use it. It's pretty simple.
Pasta.
No, but that's almost right. Come on, girls. You've got it this morning. It's an egg.
Oh.
Why are all my riddles a letdown?
Because you're a letdown just generally in life. All right, give us one more.
Are you ready for this, Ash?
Yeah.
All right. A cowboy rides into town on Friday, okay?
I know this one.
Stays for 3 days. I feel like I've done this before. Then leaves on a Friday. How did he do it? He rides into town on the Friday, stays for 3 days, but then leaves on a Friday. How did he do it? Any idea at all, Ash?
No idea.
You're doing it for the whole of Katanga this morning.
Yeah, Katanga's behind you, my friend.
They're screaming at their radios. We know the answer. Ellie, do you know what it is?
Yes, I do.
Come on, show us how switched on you are after Europe.
The horse's name was Friday.
Boom. Ash is like, get me off the phone.
Yeah, Ash is like, why did I waste my time calling this radio station this morning? One more?
Let's get out. Thanks for your call, Ash. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Ash. Meet Me in the Riddle has no winners for the day, which is good because we don't actually have any prizes to give away, so whatever.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.